Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Maybe a bid for Reuters.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Shares in the financial news company Reuters are up over 20% this morning. The company has received a takeover offer from an unidentified suitor. There's speculation the offer has come from Canada's Thomson Corporation or Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. This week, Murdoch made a bid for Dow Jones in the Wall Street Journal. Also this week, we talked about Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez taking over his country's oil fields from big corporations. Well, now he wants to gobble up the banks and the steel companies, too. More now from Elisa Roth.
President Chavez says he wants banks to finance Venezuela's industrial sector at low cost. And if the banks don't want to do that, he says it would be better for them to be nationalized so the government can force them to support the country's development. It's not clear whether the president is only talking about Venezuelan banks or about international ones, too. Patrick Estruela says whatever the case, the threats are part of the Venezuelan government's larger plans.
The government certainly has a broad and long-term strategy to impose a tighter state control over key areas of industry.
Estruela says Venezuela will use a variety of tactics to carry out those goals. He says they could range from physically taking over businesses
to tighter regulation without going so far as wholesale expropriation in sectors that are crucial to Venezuela's economic success story and where it doesn't necessarily want to see the private sector crowded out.
Those sectors could include some areas of manufacturing as well as banking. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Rally continues on Wall Street. The Dow gained another 29 points yesterday to 13,241. The Nasdaq added 7 to 2565. The S&P 500 put on 6 to 1502. Asian stocks added another percent today, and shares in Europe are up in the early going.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating women and women's health. Information and resources on women's health issues available at womenshealth.gov. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices, Calvert.com.
A huge conference on global warming wrapped up today in Thailand. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, issued a report on reducing greenhouse gases and how much that will cost in the long term. Their answer, 3% of global GDP growth by 2030. Not as much as earlier predicted. China was also a big topic. Susie Nam is a freelance journalist in Bangkok.
A lot of scientists and analysts believe now that economies like India and China are going to be in a better position to limit the amount of greenhouse gases that they are emitting in 5 or 10 years because they're going to have the benefit of lots of technology that the United States during its industrial period did not have.
And is China on board with this? Are they supporting that idea?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, there was no lack of consensus with the China delegate or anybody else that this is something that everybody is responsible for. Does that mean that tomorrow Beijing is going to come out with a press release saying, hey, guys, we're capping our carbon emissions and we're making all of these changes? Probably not.
But it sounded like the Chinese were pretty worried about how trying to tackle global warming would affect its economy.
Everybody is worried about how tackling global warming problem is going to affect the economy. And I think that that's one of the things that the IPCC set out to address by basically doing the math and saying, here's what the models are showing us. It's going to have an impact, yes, but it's not going to have an impact as severe as many other people had been expecting in the past. And you know, the other issue is it's difficult right now to quantify what the costs of doing nothing are going to be. But China recognizes that, and so do the other countries involved.
That's a good point, too. All right, Susie, thanks so much.
All right, Scott, take care.
Susie Nam, a reporter in Bangkok. We've heard plenty about SUVs belching pollution into the air, But what about big rigs? One environmentalist stopped complaining about truckers and decided to do something about it. Chris Lehman has more.
Sharon Banks is trying to clean up the earth, one 18-wheeler at a time. When she needs inspiration, all she has to do is walk outside her office. It's across the street from a huge truck stop along Interstate 5 near Eugene, Oregon.
A lot of these trucks, and you can hear them out there now, are running their engines full bore, and it's not even all that cold out, and it's an enormous waste of fuel to be idling for 8 to 10 hours a day.
Banks runs a nonprofit called Cascade Sierra Solutions. It sells devices that can help drivers cut down on the amount of pollution their trucks produce. But the gadgets can also save them money. For instance, a small external power unit can run their AC on a fraction of the fuel it takes to idle the engine. Or a little computer mounted on the dashboard can keep track of tire pressure, which improves mileage and helps prevent blowouts.
If you start to lose air, it'll send off an alarm. It's a very simple, very cost-effective device. If you save even one tire over the life of this product, you will more than pay for the product.
But paying for the products in the first place can scare off the average trucker. Banks says a complete environmental overhaul can run up to $25,000. That's a huge pile of money for drivers already pinched by rising fuel costs. Across the street at the truck stop, Antonio Guzman has just finished filling his tank with diesel. He's taking a load of beer down to Texas. Guzman says he's not sure he wants to install anything too radical on his rig.
Call me old fashioned. I'd rather have this one than the new one. I mean, no offense. I mean, it might save fuel mileage, but I'm used to this. Why change?
For the truckers that do want to fork over the cash, Cascade Sierra Solutions offers low-cost financing. That's made possible in part by a grant from the U.S. EPA. Banks says about one trucker a day makes the plunge. She hopes to open seven more locations along the West Coast. In Eugene, Oregon, I'm Chris Lehman for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.